Once upon a time, three wise men stood in the square, arguing. One contended that the world is the way it is, because this is the best way to be. Otherwise, it would not be this way. And it would be best that people understand and accept this. The second countered that the world is the way it is because some people used force to gain and keep control of the resources of society, and it would be best for people to recognize and resist this control. The third replied that the world is the way it is because over time, people develop mutual understandings of how to behave in living together. And it would be best for people to recognize this process and understand that these understandings can and do change over time and place. A woman stopped to listen for a moment. She held a baby on her hip with one hand. The other held a jug of water. On her head was a basket of freshly picked berries, and in her pocket was a dust rag. She said nothing. For she and her sisters had come to believe that were she to speak, the men would either be incited to violence or would crumble into insecure uselessness. This is the way her world was. Yet she dreamed that one day she too would have the opportunity to stand in the square to talk social philosophy with men who could then be her equal. Welcome back to Kevin Allen McGill's What It Is. Okay, so let's take this podcast for a cruise. That first story represents the four foundational paradigms of sociology. Sociology and other social philosophies provide the theoretical basis for what you will discover in these episodes. Social philosophy represents a new kind of philosopher. Previous philosophers had spent a couple thousand years contemplating what God had intended. These new philosophers left God behind to study people instead, to reveal us to ourselves. And that brings us to the Beatniks, another profound influence on me. Beatniks was the name given to a group of poets and storytellers, folk singers, musicians, and artists plying their trade in the 1950s and early 60s. They would get together in coffee houses, jazz clubs, around kitchen tables to work out their visions for a better world. For this episode, we're going to steer along that Beatnik path with a couple of Beatnik-type poems. The first is called My Definition. Unknowing, unquestioning, I am being ejected from indecipherable selfless life. Selfless, having no self. My life has been unity, an abstraction, an inwardly unexplained event, a dictionary without words. Then the universal human Big Bang. Cut the cord, the capsule separates, now entering external space. Self requires the external. My lungs now fill with what I will learn is air. I cry out with the first awakenings of still undefined self, yet the beginning of me through myriad you exposures. I will soon look into your eyes and begin my wanderings towards my self-distilled dictionary of self. You, for better or worse, will continue yours. Let's continue with a poem called Unsustainable. Too small, too tall, too dark, too light, too soft, too hard, too thick, too thin, too narrow, too wide, to be, can't be. Mirror, mirror, sobs on the wall, Goldilocks grieving, just not right at all. We are all ugly. How can this be? Where's the real in this reality? On display, milkless Madonnas, gallery-framed breasts. No sagging, no squirting. Condemned in absentia. Where's the Renaissance in that? The Mona Lisa mystery. Inadequate dentistry? Mother Mary without stretch marks. Holy Jesus with bleached skin and a nose job. Smiling Buddha, a garden gnome, needs to lose weight. The prophet, apparently, pictures spoil the effect. The only thing we know for sure about Socrates, he was ugly. Ugly. Cute may have saved his life. Acne is worse than baby killing. Big ears are for elephants. No nose is good nose. And wrinkles. Oh, the shame. Beauty is skin deep. Fill it with Botox. Stretch skin deep. Beauty. Unattainable. Unsustainable. Evil idol. Devouring its own. Okay, so such are the words of a storyteller poet who has learned the value of a poem, the worth of a story. And hey, please like, subscribe, comment respectfully, etc. If you're looking for more People in This World content, head over to my website, kevinallenmcgill.com. Thank you for listening. Please come back for more. What it is.